Играется.
On the bottom of that Gavon Aleph, just review the last, it was one of the riots, the last. We had a raya, which we more knocked off. But it said over there, Balkari is Kamagisharet. Three lines to the bottom. Balkari is Kamagisharet. And Balanid is Ketame Meis. Tomorrow, maybe it's Tzila, maybe it's Toma. If it's Tzila, then we see from over here that you could do Tzila by Yom, the Araya Tzavazaira. No, I said, no, it's referring to Tzila. The one on top of them, they said, Eloi, why will it's a Muslim? The question was, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? In Baltimore, first in the Pasuk. We know that Tommy raised 7 days, and we know that Baal needs 7 days. Why do you need to say that? You're right. It's not a Chiddush. Sefer is a Chiddush. The Sefer is the Chiddush. What's the Sefer? Shechamim, and then a Baal Nida. So that aspect is the same. A Baal needs more Chamim because it's Matamish Kalamashim, which Tommy Mace is not. Okay? It says places. It's not an easy places. It's going to be at the beginning of the day. But then the last thing was 94. Okay, so it's safer if to chalei, that what? That was shakalei, that's well, even a little bit more chamor than it has this kama maisha. But interesting, the parakeh with varim betzachim, paruch, now the morning when they changed the gear, it's not mehacha, but kihacha. The morning is the similar kasha, as the morning is over here. Elaim was from Asam, Haitham and Shivik says they, the Haitham and Shivik says they. He asked the same question. And the answer is, Allah will mach moistam. Question, how many machnis do you have to go out of? So, a Tom Mesa squad of one machna, a Boil Nida squad of one machna. You gotta be careful, just point out. Every Boil Nida is also a Balkari. But that's only for one day. So for one day, you have to go out of two machna. But once he goes to the mikvah, he takes off his balkari, he has a dinner of a boil nidah, not a balkari anymore, then he could be in the second machna, he can't be in the first machna. Okay, so machna is done. So now this is the next point, is not really important to us, but when I say to me, the sefer of machna is done, if that's shot in the sefer, I guess I mean the comparison of boil nidah to a tamei, the same thing when we compare the balkari to a magisher, it's also a machna is done. And that's, you have to look at the Gemara there, what the Gemara was trying to prove over there exactly. The Gemara, what do you mean? Midiyahi, what's the Shaykhah? Al-Kadisa. In other words, the comparison of a Balkari to a Magisharit is one comparison, and the comparison of a Balnida to a Tamei Meis is a different comparison. That's what says over there, which obviously is not such a posh of the terrorist to say that the Reish and the Seifa are talking about two different halakhas. So when I mean the ratio of the sefer, I don't mean what the Gemara meant sefer. I mean the case of Al-Kari and Magisharit is one, and Balmid and Tami is a different one. The Gimgul Rishon B'Taisis. Taisis over there has an issue. And my Mishani B'Taisis, why do I say Shem Taisis Teret? The first case, and then there's two different things. Or Mukha Rishon B'Taisis. Taisis is, you know, two, hate for nothing, two different kinds of halachas. What's the Yaka? What's wrong with Angamara? Well, I went with Tamasam. Why didn't you say the same thing? That the ratio, in other words, here's the ratio of the Sefer. Because the ratio that they're the same is only to lead to the end of that, which is where they're different. Which is the one that's over here. What was wrong with the one that's over here? And the Gemara over there has to search for a new Tarot. Search for a cash. Our Tarot is simple, smooth. That's how it's the daikit. So why didn't the one over there say the tarot over here? The nearly were tarot. The hashi shnuya the hotam. That's how it's said over there. Nichal el tarot tvei. I guess I'm getting on some words. But the one over there felt we'd rather say that tarot. He gufa itchuch. In other words, it's not, posh it, and it's because of the next halacha. We learn it from saying the Sefer Itzchukalai. The Tana Reisha Mishnah Ainet Tzricha Bishum Sefer. So I don't know the first line because of the second line. Okay. I hear. In other words, he's saying his Agamar says not so much simpler. You know, the case of the Kasha said the one of these says the Daichik. I said it's not a Daichik. The one of them held not that way. The one of them held that the teres of our Gemara is a doichet. That the whole ratio is a mishnah shein is doichet. It's unnecessary. It's just a lead up to the next halacha. It just Gemara didn't like that teres. Why was more over here didn't say the teres of over there? It is a hard line. V'hakol ematzul lishniki hakam. I do not say for grupo parach the itzuk lishniya shniya zechika. I'm hot on what this means exactly. We had a question from the Sefer. Now, what is Sefer? Sefer doesn't mean that it's come in Menu Boil Nida, should come in Mishka Maisha. Okay. I'm having really a difficult time understanding what he says. You know, I'm not sure what to say. The Sefer, again, the places we need to change. You know, the word safer, one time meaning one thing, one meaning another thing. The place of safer meant it's the last two cases. The Gemara safer means the second half of the second case. So I'm not sure what it means over here. It's safer, right? It's talking about machanaisam. I think they could say something to this effect. If you say the ratio is a halacha, and that they're compared to Gabi Machna, then they should be compared to Gabi Tfila also. That was the whole problem. Right? You don't have a problem with connecting with Gabi Tfila. Because I mean, you tell beyond. That's the Kasha on the right of Zayra, Kasha on Shimi Minadah. So he said, no, the ratio is just Agav Orcha. But if the ratio is teaching you about Machnaisam, that means they're compared to Machna. So why not to Machnaisam? You can compare to Gabi Tfila also. We have to avoid the ratio. You have to only. But again, maybe that's what I mean. I'm not sure. But then we'll see maybe the place is going to say in Ami. Okay, so the kitzur he's saying is that the Gemara over there didn't like our tarot. To say that the first line is in a tree, it's just a lead up into the line after that. So our Gemara had to say that. So therefore, I had to say. Why couldn't say that? Maybe that will be the reason I'm explaining. Okay, let's see the Inami nearly. Well, we say all different. Hasam nami leimatzi l'shneiki hakam. Yeah, one of them could not answer the same parrot. Damaskinan hakam. Let's remember the maskan of the Gemara. The boil nida get tummy based with the lanso. Right, that's the maskan is the other thing. Right, Gemara is maskan. This was, you know, Agamor's parrot is really only for Shimi and Ada. Quite a zera. We don't need the parrot. The ratio is perfectly good. The attack is similar. And Hilchos Tehillim. So if Shimi and Adas here later will need the Kenida Litho Belilah. That's his sheet. Okay. Now, when we car a park, when we write the original way, if a Hamakash on the bright, well, need the Kitame May, my love with Tehillah, sorry, not like you. Why is it the Muslim? And what's the Kiddush? There's no Kiddush. Safe is the Kiddush. That's Agamon. But the Gemara continued, right? Went further than the Gemara, which is previously. Other, he tries to, but the effort who was knocked out, right? The last word in the Gemara that we learned was the Yukta, right? He was knocked out from Shimi and Ida. But I said, "Anya behedya, but only the time made to us and the young." It's the effort. But Lohaki, we have a much of the Shliyahasam, the Tumasai. The Gemara couldn't answer the Tumasai. Now, again, the Tumasai is not a Kiddush. That's our problem. Well, let's say it's with the Masa without a Kiddush. If you're going to say it's compared with the Masa, the Al-Karchu, well, needs a Kitami Meis, Nami Litzilasa. In other words, if it's similar to Gabi Tuma, it will be similar to Gabi Tila. In Maskin and Hacha, like we said over in Agamara. Therefore, the Hashtag, my time to have a Kitami Meis Litzilasa, why is it the same? What's the reason, Taka? Why Taka is it similar? El Shmamino. The Kenida have a L'chol Maidach says Behedya. It's only like Kenida, what's referred to in the Psukim. Yes, no, 7 days and the like. Avala Maidal or Ravinukra, or it's not referred to in the Psukim. Yes, and with Maisa, now we say, okay, whatever's not referred to in the Psukim, obviously we have a Mukar, we learned yesterday in Rashi, but that's a Shiva Shaman Tahibani Dasa, so we know that she cast Kim for the mikvah till afterwards. Well, that's not the first in the classic, I guess, for the thing. So whatever is not in the first of the pasuk, yes, lo meisel tami meis is svara, because etzem, I guess, I don't know, neither is special, and a bell neither is a tumah, but it's not a neither itself, right? We have parts of Shabbosach, you know, different places and Gavaris, that there's such a thing as tumah yotze migufa is worse. That's the neither. The bell neither is not, right? He's not the problem. If he lived with it, he should have the problem, so to say. That's when he becomes dumb. That's like a tamis, right? He touched the mace. He was by Lanida. But the etzem is more similar to a tamis. It's harder. Should the heavy to mismaga, come on. Just like the person touched the mace, he became an avatama. So, like kamaisa of the mace, same here also. The man touched the deer to the isha. They can, who adil machanoisa. In other words, if the ratio, the again, if the first case over there would be Lagabi Tumma, that's Hagamon, right? The ratio is the first line is Tumma, the second line is the faith is the Tchamim. So that is saying, if the first line is Tumma, then we would include Machna also. It was similar to what I was saying before, really, in the first era. Okay, now, Avagadani Kara, the Amma Lamai Ilu Tumasam. When the Gemara over there went through the Shakla Vatari, he said, if it's Tumma, it's Gabi Tumma, the Gemara said, Tzvoy Avi Kasha. It didn't bother him. But I had a different kasha. Why didn't he? Tyson just said that the din machna goes hand in hand with the din tumah. Right? So, and if you compare tumah to tamimeis, and you compare the machnais to tamimeis, but the whole war over there is trying to say that we got a machnais, they're different. That's what I was trying to say. So, Marmar had said, it was Levi tumah, not machna. But can't be put differently. Why say for different reason? If it's tummy, then it's still shah. That's not an answer, tummy, because tummy and machna go together. So what was the Gemara's having to say? Oh, it's only tummy. No, Yeshlaima, you're right. We could have asked that kasha. The kushy abshuta enough. The Gemara had a better kasha. The better kasha is tummy is a portion of the pasuk. You don't need a brisa to tell you it's chiddush. Again, Christ is saying now that tummy and machna go hand in hand. And because of that, the Gemara over there is not happy to say that the ratio is going to be the din of tumma. If you can hit tumma, that's machna. So we want to get away from the din of machna. We want to avoid machna. But the one over there in the Havamina thought, it could be tumma. And tumma not machna. And I'm telling you, tumma can go to hand in hand. The guy says, no. The Gemara could ask this kasha. But what I have to ask the kasha, which like, I have to prove to you, convince you that I'm right, that tumma machna go hand in hand, I'll just go push at the kasha. Tumma is the first in the positive. Why would the right to say it? So the Gemara could have asked this. Okay, yeah, Shlomo, again, the first top, wide line. The Kushab Shuta Nokit. Okay, come welcome. But at the end of the day, you have a Mishani. The Gemara would answer there, like it answered by us. That's Takal Tumah. Right? And the Chiddush is not the Reisha, but the Chiddush is the Seif. So, like our Gemara said, the Seif is the Chalei. The Gemara wouldn't have been happy with that. Akaveh and Karachlei. Al Karachel, but neither get Tami Meis Latilasa. If it's similar gabi tumma, it will be similar gabi tila, right? Hold on. So already now it's more powerful now. Gabi tumma is the same. Gabi tila is the same. The kivin the dami la tila, dami nami le machanaisam kedi pirashim. In other words, if it's so similar, it'll be so across the board. So then, if it's tumma, and then tila, then it'll be machanol. Then we want to avoid Okay, right. Next place. So going, the Gemara said in the second line that Seifa is the Chalesha, Chama than a Baal Nida. Baal Nida is more Chama, that's what Tam Mishkan Lashu. So Seifa, Tamali, the Tummy, it sounds like that the Gabi Tumma they're equal, which is really Sukkim, and the Gabi Mishkan Lashu, Baal Nida is more Chama. But there's no aspect that Tummy Mace is more Chama than a Baal Nida. That's what it sounds like. To me, it's Tamali. The Tummy is Tam Mishkan Baal Nida. So if you're mentioning what Baal Nida is more Chama than Tummy Mace, why didn't you say what the Tummy is more Chama than Baal Nida? What? The book of Av. Both of Chama Baal Nida, Shatayna Zagim of Zion. In order to become Tahar, you're Baal Nida, you don't have to have Hazaf and Paraduma. But if you're Bintami Meis, you have to have Hazaf. Okay. Second of all, Umitami Klimakus, La Sesam Avatama. That's a special Joshua called Kerav Hari Hukhalo. Which means that if you take a spear and stick it into a mace, make him a mace, so the spear, the metal knife, the sword, becomes tummy like the avatama. It's with an av, it becomes an avatama. Special Allah by tummy mace, not about other tummies. So therefore, there's another chumra tummy mace has a well needed. If a sword touches the tummy mace, it becomes an av. The sword touches a Baal Nida, becomes a Rishon. It's not a Rishon, set the sail. It's Gimel, Tameyim, and Mace. There could be three Tameyim, which are like on the same level. Well, not on the exact level, but they all become Chama Dikatumma. Now, change the gears to here. It should be Kalim, the Mace, and then the Kalim, Bikalim. In other words, the Mace. Or I shouldn't say the mace touched the keli, but the knife touched the mace, then another knife touched the first knife. All three. Even the person touches the mace, he's an avatama. But when he touches on Zerisha, he doesn't have to do Hazor 7, 3, and 7. But if a sword touches the mace, and another metal object touches the sword, all three, not three, the mace doesn't have Tyra, but the second two of them need Tumas Gimel design. So you see, it could the tumah could linger longer when you're dealing with a mace. So we have. I told you two chumras already. A tumah mace has over, but I'll need it. So why didn't I say it?
So the hair is spritzing.
Yes. I get it. It's not only on the person. It's a question of plastic, right? I'll call our Kalim Shahayu Sham, the question of the post. You have to take one on everything. What? Yeah? Okay. When I used to speak, we only put Kalim Nikol, we buy from a guy. But then there was a common every time. There was someone. You were constantly running to the Nikol and saying, okay. Okay, the Shema says, Tais is interesting guitarist. We don't know where this Brisa comes from. It's brought down over here. And we ask a kasha. Maybe the Brisa had a hemshach that we're not familiar with. The Shema bright the Sefer the Brisa chasha nami lahani chumri the tamei mesu well needed. Could be a thing there. I can't ask a kasha on a Brisa, which I don't know. It's not like when you have a Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah is the word Gemara. You know where it ends. So we don't know where the end of this Brisa is. So maybe it says it. Okay. So I can't ask it as kasha. Maybe it's not true. Okay. Next places. Shemitama Mishka V'moishin B'tuma Kalo. Right, so Rashi pointed out, places is Medayik in one word in Rashi. Rashi, let's see, because I can see this for a moment to Rashi, not for you turning the pages. The second line in Rashi, Matami Oichon Amashkin, but not like the need itself. The need itself is the dead becomes an avatar. Is with a person, but here the Baal Nida lays in the bed. Why was Hama Adam Mekalim? Kishar Kol Oisa Mishkav Moshe, which in the Tama of Tum is called Tuma Chamura. This is only Tuma Kala. Plus in the Gemara, but Rashi gives examples. I mean, he gives all the examples like Zav, Zava, Nida, and Mitzayra. With the Sarasai, obviously also. Okay. So on the word with Cyrus, Tysus is going to as we say, shtaltach, and have a problem with. Let's see Taisus. Shenitva mishka v'moysa v'tzumakala. Kan choza boy Rashi. Rashi seems to have charata. Ima shapirish v'perik emu dvarim v'psachim. I guess he's, you know, he understands that Rashi wrote the Tachtas in order. So v'psachim is before Yuma. So when he wrote v'psachim, he changed his mind over here. Why? What does it say over there? Aha, the kamar hasam, adaraba, zav chama mi mitzayra. A zav is more chama than a mitzayra. Why is a zav more chama? Shkain oisa mishka v'maishan. Yeah? And a zav does a mishka v'maishan. Sounds like a mitzayra in that. Mashmid mitzayra eina oisa mishka v'maishan. That's what it sounds like from the words of that Gemara. The Hikshas Arashi over there had a problem. How could you say such a thing? The Mitzvah doesn't have Mishka V'Moshe. But the Rimitar Eskehanim says the following. It's a little, the Rai is not so direct. It says, the Gilach as Kol Se'oroi. He has to shave off all his hair. But we say, practical based on starting. Not to the hidden parts, like in the underarms. That hair he doesn't have to. Doing it because of the Mitzvah. He's doing it because of the Mitzvah. You're not doing it to look pretty. I don't know. The mitzvah says you have to do it, you do it. You know, not doing it with damois leisha. Okay. V'dinu. Nemar taglacha demei sifroi. Now, demei sifroi means the end of the last 7 days. You know, so that's the process. Comes to the kayin. I mean, theoretically, he can come and there's two white hairs and he's a complete mitzvah right away. That's what's such a case. He comes, the complete mitzvah. Okay, yes. When does he come back? When he heals. When he gets clean. Right? So he meets the kain, the kain meets him. Everyone is looking at the parish of mitzvah. And then he shaves off everything. That's the mei gomroi. When he completed his tarah. Then you send out the two birds. Oh, sorry. You bring two birds. When you shech, when you send away, and there's another 7 days. That's called Yimei Sifra. You have to count 7 days. And after the 7 days, that's when he is completion. So he said, V'denu, never taglach as Yimei Sifra. That's after the last 7 days. Then never taglach as Yimei Gomroi. That's after, there's no time. When the Matthias is at the Sarak left, it's completed, it went away. So we tell him, Ma taglach as Yimei Sifra. Prat Levesa started. That was the puzzle we wrote down. That's the last time he takes the tzgachas. After glachas samur b'mei gamroi, which is the earlier one before that, katla beis asarim. Okay, so it says first kahana. Omaksha says Rashi l'kasha. Emhekel b'mei sifroi. You know why? Shem etam mishka v'maisha. Shem etam b'diya. That means when he comes to the house. Emhekel b'mei gamroi. Shem etam mishka v'maisha. Okay, this is what Rashi is. Okay, because Gemara just said over there that a mitzayra is not matama mishka v'maisha. The first Rashi, the Gemara over here says that b'mei gomroi, that means when he's a full blown mitzayra, he is matama mishka v'maisha. They sit for that. B'mei gomroi, he is. But the Gemara that he started with Tzachim says that a zav has it, but a mitzayra doesn't have it. The Rashi has to see it. The Baram Sakham says the Mitzvah doesn't have Mishka Mashia. And Rashi Shatar's Kahanim, that when he's a full blown Mitzvah, there is Mishka Mashia. So how do we reconcile that, Stephen? Here's Rashi. The Gan of Enetam, okay? I told they weren't on the same page. Here they're on the same page. Okay? The Ahi, the Eilud Varim, the Mashmud Zav Oysa Mishka Mashia, the way Mitzvah. No, it doesn't mean at all. It doesn't mean zero. It means not the full, not Tumah Chamura, only Tumah Kala. Again, the Maran Tzachim said that his Zav is Mekam Mishka Vaisha, not a Mitzayra. Originally thought that zero, no Din Mishka Vaisha. Have a stare from a Taras Kahanim. Taras Kahanim says there is a Mishka Vaisha. Said Rashi, and the Rebbe Tam, no. But what it says in Taras Kahanim, Mishka Vaisha, that means Tumah Kala. But it says in Pesachim that there's no Mishka V'Moshe, it means not Tumah Chamura. So it's less than a Zav. That was the whole point of the Gemara over there. That Zav is more Chamura than a Mitzvah. Because a Zav is Mishka V'Moshe, it's Tumah Chamura. and the mitzvah Mishka Moshe is a tzibakala. But that's not like Rashi over here. Rashi over here put the mitzvah together with the list of Azov. That's equal. So that's the theory now. Okay, again, just one more time. It's here in the Amrein and Tam. The Hido, the Gvarim, the Gvarim Sakim, the Vash for the Zov, Aisa Mishka Moshe, Zov, yes, but why mitzvah? It doesn't mean that at all. I know it means Latami Adam Begadim to the full extent of Mishka Moshe could be. And it says that the Zav yes, it's her not. He the Torah Kehan that says yes, Marilu Tzomakala, the Tami Eichlin Umashkin, the Ose Bekavu Chaymer. Then we learn from the Kavu Chaymer, Kedisa Bereish Perik Dam Hanida. What does it say over there? Ma Zav, She'ein Amir Tami Zadiyya. Right? There's no, I mean, there's no Tumas Oil. The Zav walks into the house, the whole house only comes on it. Vaisa Mishka Moshe, Evan Menugas, the stone of a house, Ubitzer itself. So they walk into the house, the whole, all the things in the house become tummy, like if there's a mace in the house. Ain't they did Shayasa Mishka Malaysia. So again, if you stop over there for the Kaval Chaim, it sounds like it's full blown. Because it's like a Zav, right? Just like a Zav, surely a Mitzvah. But no, maybe you the Hazav, there's a, whatever, an extra pasuk. I have to look inside the Gemara where that pasuk is. Okay. The Gemara brings down a pasuk. And says, Aniyah, Zav, yes, so why have we got? What's going on? That Kavu Chaymi, yes, and then Aniyah's not. It means like this, Mamayi taught me to Mechamura. Is that a complete Miyot? That's zero. There's no Mishka Vamayisha. It's just Miyot that doesn't have the full blown Mishka Vamayisha. But it's not a Sira. No, the pasuk is teaching you there's no tumah chamura. The Kavu Chaim tells you there's some kind of tumah of Mishka Moshe. That's what he's saying. The Hakanami, the Mayit Mitzvah, Rabufei, the Yehu Krabi, tumah chamura. Because we're saying that it's just like Evan and Gaz, same thing with the Mitzvah. So, okay, so now that we've finished, Rashi was at the top. That's what we did now. We went through the whole, you know, the Gemara and the Rashi and the Bentham, and they have a hope shot, and the Maskonas Hadvarim is that there is a din tumas mishka v'maisha, but it's not tumah chamura. The problem is like Han, here's Rashi, oisa mishka v'maisha, v'tamo eichu namashkin. Yeah, that yes. By what? By boil nida. But the line kishar mishka v'maisha she'oisa v'tame adam v'kelin k'gan ezav ha'matayra. So our Rashi says the matayra has a full-blown mishka v'maisha. So the theory to Rashi. Rashi in Mitzachim says it has a lower level of Mishka Vamaisha. We still won't talk about Nida. And Argam Rashi over here says the Mitzvah is on top of the list, together with the Zav and the Zav, which is equal. We have a Stira Lacharim. Okay. Let's see. That takes us right. A remainder of Moshe Mikun Taiza, Kirish, to Moshe, Kirish Rashi, Bekan. So Lacharim, that what? The Rashi over here is right. That's a full-blown Mishka V'moshe V'ayim Mitzvah. They do it more Pesachim. That's more Pesachim had a miut, right? That it's different. Bahi, the Elu Dvarim, that's more Pesachim. Muki lo b'mitzvayra, b'mei sifra. B'tzvayra mitzvayra in the last 7 days. Not the when he's in his prime of Tzoras, but his prime Tumah, when he's, which is Megomra, he called it. When he's a Tzayra Mukhlet. Tzayra Mukhlet is a time of Mishka Moshe, full blown. I got Rashi over here. We had a Gemara with a Teres Kahana and all that. Yeah, that's talking about the Mei Sifra. If I can't get a Masharas Kahana, that's the Mei Sifra, ain't Isa Mishka Moshe. Okay, so that's a simple approach. There's two levels of the Tzayra. That's what says Teres Kahana. Right, so it's going to compare the Bei Sifra, or compare, sure, they're not the same. Bei Sifra is one level, and the Bei Gomri is a different. The Bei Gomri is a full Mishka V'moshe, and the Bei Sifra is nothing. It doesn't bother me. What? Like a Zav itself says, Tama Adam.
Yeah.
That's Tama Chabura, in other words.
Before the 7 days?
Before the 7 days, right. When he comes back to the Kohen and everything is gone, and they bring the Tzipayrim, right? And then he goes down a notch. He's still Tamei. He goes down a notch. He's not Mitzvah Mishka V'Maisha. That was the separation of Teres Kahanim. And we had a Miyot. So the Miyot is for that case. to the weaker level of the Torah, not the stronger level of the Torah.
It's not
that the Rashi over there didn't mention a word about Mesifrim or anything. So what was Rashi's kasha? Rashi has the kasha to Teres Kahanim. Teres Kahanim said the fellowship, there's nothing Mesifrim. So, I mean, Rashi dealt with the Teres Kahanim, and he wasn't Mechalik the Gemara from Teres Kahanim. Okay, right? Rashi, the whole Kishat of Atari of Rashi was comparing the Gemara Pesachim to the Teres Kahanim. And he made a compromise. It's both true. He's saying, no, that's all about two different retirees. But Rashi couldn't have said that. Rashi didn't say it. Okay. Then, Baistis now. Okay, so we have two Mahalkam, I guess, basically. Rashi, as we don't know for sure, Rashi over there says one thing, Rashi here says a different thing. And Rashi over there says it's a Tumah Kala, and Rashi over here says it's a Tumah Chamura. Then he says another Mahala, two different times of Mitzvah. Says Taisus now, he's going back to really Rashi. Malin Huksha, Al Masha Pirshu HaTaisus, he means what, like the main of town. But not Pirshu, Taisus is Rashi. Okay, no, the first, like eight lines of Taisus, that's his going on. The Mitzvira, the Evermen of God, also become a Chayim Mitzvah, Lutubakawa. It's strange. Hey, that's Robert, you were bothered there a little bit by that before, is that we're learning out the Torah from the Zav, but we're not really learning out the Torah from the Zav. You have a Miyot. You learn halfway, it's a strange kind of language. Heichi, and I can't be, because I'm a Pericha. Heichi also ha'ikol ha'mefrach ma'alu Zav sh'ayis ha'mishki ma'atul tum ha'chamura. How can you make a Kavu Chaymer if Kavu Chaymer means that the Mitzvah is what's common in a Zav? But you're just holding yourself to the Zav, not common in a Zav, because it doesn't have a tum ha'chamura. It's like the yeah, it's not a Kavu Chaymer anymore. It's like, I'm proving to you that in one aspect this weaker. So Chayim throws off the whole Kavu Chaymer. Okay, that's Tyson. No, that doesn't bother me. Me, you like Kasha. Like Kasha, Nikol Meimah Boel Nida Yichiyach. Okay, you have to know the rules of Kavu Chaymer clearly. The point is we find another case where you can have Mishka Mamaisha, which is only in Tumakala. It's not so schwer to say Mitzayra also has a level of a Tumakala. I don't know, it's not so easy what he's saying. The rule of a Teichiyach is only really when you have a Pircha from a side Halacha. And after you're slugging up the whole Etzem Kalva Chaymer, the Kalva is not Kalva, the Chaymer is not Chaymer. I don't know. Okay, let's... Miyu Akati Ikol HaMifrach. I have another problem. So you get a, like instead of saying you're learning out of Boel Nida and Zav. Hala Tzad HaShav Shebehen a Zav and a Boel Nida Shebetama Kli Cheres Behesed. If they... Now Hesed means you don't have to touch it even. Right? If you put, pick up the table, move the table, push it, take a stick, and with the stick, you move it. It moves because of you. The Zav, that's clear. That's the Furish. And Av Boel Nida Mitama Kli Cheres. We should know Boel Nida, it's not so clear, but it's also that Kli Cheres, the head. How do I know? But Shechiach Shamri, the Ri says that, the Ri and Peg Vinay Skutim, Mahi Mitama Kli Cheres, means the Nida, Afu Mitama Kli Cheres. No. That's what it says. Why Kli Cheres? Why do you pick Kli Cheres? Why do you pick Kli Matas? The Nagi Kli Cheres, because it's special Kli Cheres, it's Shematam Vigabla, right? It doesn't get the Tam from the outside, but Shvami Be'asaitis, it must be that you're Metami by moving it. I don't maybe stick a finger inside, but I guess that's what it means. That's what the Mara meant over there. Kli Cheres from the outside, by moving it. Okay, so anyway, so what do we see? So the Chayra, we still have a Kasha. Why don't we learn out a Mitzayra from a Zav and a Baal Nida. And when there are Lee, the Tuma Chamura, you can't learn that from both of them, because they both have something in common, which is more common than a Nida. Yeah, but Tzaira is not like a Boel Nida and a Zav. So Boel Nida and a Zav have a Chumra that they have the Hefet. and the Torah is not. So how could you learn out the Torah? And literally, the tzubach amura nimitay me'azov. Okay, like we said before, if the wood has zov, that's the wood the Tais brought down. In the eighth line of Tais, he wrote, azov loy evi minigaz. The tzubakala, the tama, the hekesha, different, I guess we have a different source. How do you have tzubakala? The azov es zoivoy, the zocher lanakeva. That's the pasuk. Zov es zoivoy, the zocher lanakeva. I guess the words are extra. Hashem Perek Bnei Sklutin, the Zohar, the Rabbi Mitzayir Lamai Noisav. So it comes to teach you the din of Mitzayir, not only Mitzayir itself, but you know the spit of a Mitzayir, the urine of a Mitzayir. That's the Mayonai, the well springs of the Mitzayir. They also talk like an owl. That's the fact. If it needs a spit, that spit is a sound like an owl. So Mitzayir also that way. It's what do you see? So you see that there's a pasuk that compares a Mitzayirah to a Zav. Now we had another pasuk that said a Mitzayirah is not like a Zav. I have Zav Lema'it Mitzayirah. How do you reconcile? That's the very portion. The Rebuy tells you Tumakawa, and the Mia tells you not Tumakamura. The Nuk can be used to the Tumakamura. That doesn't have the highest level. The Acacia, we compare them to Tumakawa. Therefore, Shalom, he's going to go for the tangent a little bit this last seven lines in places. How do you know that a Mitzvah has the Tumakala? Okay, so we have a Rashi over here that says the Tumakabura. Okay, Rav Moshe Ben Taizer says that the Tumakala. Like Rashi said over there, right? Rashi over there said it's a Tumakala. Rashi over here says the Tumakabura. From the time when Rashi held it, Lamais is the Tumakala over there. But we just forget to greet the Rashi over here. Okay. Anyways, he's explained from the time that says the Tumakala. At the end of the day, we have a limud. The limud is it's compared to a Zav. So it has Mishka of Lamaisha. And there's a Miyat from Zav. It means it has a Tumah, but not the Tumakamura. As a Tumakala. So therefore, Mitzayra is a Tumakala. Now, and then what's the MS? I don't know. The Mishka ties and disagrees. So, I don't know. So, wait till they switch the book. We'll find out what the level of some of the Messiah is. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaisa. So, up to the dots, not the two dots, so seven lines down. So what do we say? We said to Gloria the last 2 days that he has to be Pirish me based. He's a base that doesn't leave his house and even from his wife. And we had our explanation out the dinner boiled either. Says Gemara, hold on. Anshatim afreishim itum is based. So you're afraid of a very shash rocha, right? That it should be become a leader, and you know afterwards, and we all know it's suffix and the whole. I said afterwards, still become a leader afterwards. It'll be a suffix on the boil leader on the kain gadol. Anshatim afreishim itum is based. It's afreishim itum is Sunday. In other words, you should avoid contact with people. Maybe someone's going to get a heart attack and die. And could be it's more shchiach. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Or maybe not. That's what the Gemara is going to say. That Gemara's the opposite, so let's leave that out. Okay? So we should say he has to be out of the house and out of contact with all your society. No, the question we learned before, his wife really could come with him because they can't do beer together. That's what really came out. But we said Rafi should be based on means that he can't be with his wife. Of course she could come and they'll learn with them, you know. But he can't do beer. So no people should be with him. You know what this comes to teach you? I'm not afraid of Thomas May. Because even if he's Tommy, he can do that right anyway. He's the only kind brother, right? We're not going to afford another kind brother. So it's such a mitzvah. So we don't have to be, what do you have to avoid something which is worth it anyway? If it's something well neither, there's no way around that. What? 100%? Of course. So it's right from Kerm, we learn from Kerm Pesach. The other stuff can we find, I mean, we have like Kerm and Tamid, the apostate. Yes. You're right. It's not the typical Seber, but it is a person who has to be the chaper of the whole Seber. Right, you're right. It's a carbon with Seiruch Kala Seber. Right. Normally, Seber is like Karm Pesach, where most of the people became Tamei, or most of the Kehana became whatever. It's a carbon with Seiruch Seber. It is also, it's a carbon to Kaiser. Okay. Ravina Amr, he's saying the same tarot, Ravina, as the first tarot. That the first tarot, the Nusach was, Hutcha B'tzina. Ravina says, I don't have to go so far. I feel the time, Mr. says, the Chuyah B'tzina. It could be the Chuyah also. He has a different, I'm sorry, he has a different tarot, but he disagrees on the Hutcha, it's the Chuyah. Now, if it be the Chuyah, you should try to avoid it. Again, if it's Hutcha, you don't have to try to avoid it. If it's the Chuyah, you have to try to avoid it. But if you don't have to, some of the slice shaker, I told you, die what man's with it. I mean, fine with the Kayan. We'll give everybody a physical before they walk into the Kayan chamber. So make sure he doesn't, his heart rate is fine. I don't know, that's not Shia. Some of his base is Shia. I mean, because need this Shia. Okay, then it should be, then it could be within 24 hours, you know, Kutra Vakiva. But it should be within the, you know, Acher of the Mia. That's not so Shia, but I guess Thomas needs a Shia. Okay. What? What's that to do with it? Outside of the period of that, I can't speak for the Gemara. No, let's mention the Gemara. What period did it come in? I'm not sure. But that's a custom. To punish the Ishtai, that's a pasuk. Okay. Nunu. Let's see. Let's do a few lines of the Gemara. Continue. Now really we're entering a new subject. We touched upon it. The Gemara is man. We had a machlokes like a little bit between Rava and Ravina and Rava. You should know it's a machlokes. Rav Nachman Amar Hutcha B'tzina. Rav Sheshes Amar D'choyeh B'tzina. Or by Karm Pesach even. Or it's negated to Karm Tamid. Right? So, now Karm Tamid is negated to the, not to the people, and in their Tamid it's only Kohanim. As Mar says, what's the case? Eicha D'ikot T'meyim V'tayim. Let's say, you know, they show up, or I guess some of them maybe stay outside, but some of the Kohanim are Tamid and some are Tar. But who Beisav, the same Beisav, right? Beisav works for that day. Could have like pleaded the entire Avdi, it's my Avdi. Why should you get the Tzmeim to do it? You can get the Tzmeim. It's a thing in front of you. You could do it without a Heter, and with a Heter, use without the Heter. Just do it straight. Keep pleading. Where's the argument? In other words, this Beisav, all of it became public. Now, there's people who didn't work yesterday and people are going to work tomorrow, right? As the Mishmer of that week. So I can borrow people from the other Beis Av. So I have to do that. So Rav Nachman of a Hetzi the Tzibur. Why don't you know? Why don't you have to go looking for the Kohanim? These Kohanim do it. Rav Sheish Lam Nal, the Chuyi the Tzibur. It's like a Bidi Evan. Therefore, you have an option, an easy option, Madrina. That's called an easy option. Now, you know, they're all there, Pashtus, right? They come up for the week. Okay, that's one mahalach. Ikadami is another version. No, not true. I feel like the ikad tohir v'tameim. You hear that, Chiddush? Even if you have tohir, and you have tameim, but the whole way sound, still fill them up like this. Paragraph Nachman, Avdi Nami tameim. You don't even have to bother. It's hutra. Okay? Chol, tumas, meis, tzivor, rachmana, sharyay. It's mamish a free heter. You know, you have two people standing there, and you can get the Tommy and the Tar, you can do the Tommy. It's not a problem. If you all hurt you, chuyah, of course you can. Let's see Rashi. So after Rashi, we sent to the Rashi. The Shire called Adam, but other people, the Chnos of the Yaitzinah, like coming back and forth. In fact, I say you have people to learn with them, Chazirov and Halachas. They're free from it, you should avoid some of the things. I don't know, teach him the Lachas Mif a week before that. Let him just sit by himself. Why you call out of the class of the Yitzman? So he's Shami Yamas, but he's still having someone's going to die. So one, first charge was Hutchim and Tzibur. Can I say, Ish, Nitzchav ain't Tzibur, he's done. A person who's telling me that I'm Tzibur. That's like Kasha Pesach. But Yom Kippurim cool carbon tzibur. That's how I should answer your Kasha. Yom Kippur is called the carbon tzibur. But our carbon tzibur, even though we know it's a carbon aron, power of aron, no, also Greichas of Tzom Gashari, Manoi Kavua, and the next word, the carbonoi toli boy. And they play with the gears, exactly what that word is supposed to mean. Anyway, the point is that that's really a sugya that we're going to have on the next Gemara and other places. That the other halachas, which are similar to a carbon tzibur, if it's kavua lehem man, I'm going to leave it a little bit vague. We'll see. But if it's a carbon, what? Nothing with it. But some of the tzibur sometimes could be even a carbon yachid if it's a kavua lehem. That's what we'll see. It's someone the next time on Sunday. Okay, next Rashi. The Chuyah B'Tzibur, Avo Pisha, Korban Tzibur, Doicha, Issa. It's true. But that's the Kushu, which is, or Hutzah, right? With difficulty. Why have to go? It's not a clean, free, just what you want. Chol, Madam, Tzidullah, Dura, you can go around. Matriach HaSol. Matriach HaSol, that's how we're trying to do it this time. He said it's Mahume Sav, the first version was that in that base Av, that Ivan Isa Yain, some to hire some to me, and Kulamatar Mamzi, the reason. Now, who Yaima, Abisha Carbon, yeah, the Abisha Carbon Siva him because he has an easy option. But the second version said not that way. That if you hold Hocha, even if you can take the Tame, call to the Sister Sharach Mana, the Siv Ish Ki Yia Tame Lenefesh. That's the Asapazo Shani. Now, was answered on a side point. I will David and Sarai and Nida and Yalda and Shemus Yitza Alav Migufai. It's different than Tami Beis. Why Hutcha? Well, Nida can either. In other words, a special allowance by Tami. And then going back to the previous Gemara, right? The previous Gemara said that we're going to be Makel on the some of the Beis, but we're not going to be Makel necessarily. Sorry, but some of the Baldiza, because that's for sure not Hotra. According to Mami Hotra. Let's see the bottom places. Umra Fakhlifa Mishmei the Rava, Zaisa Maris Tumma Hotra Ibn Sibu. Tamer, the Mizvachim, Reish Perakal of Sulam Kabar, Mechval, the Shavayu Svirlu, both of the people Mami Yom mentioned over there, which is Tir Shavayu Varava, it says Tumma the Choyi Ibn Sibu. That Gemara is Agamar. Agamar Mishmei the Ravet from the Hotra Mitzibur. Then it says from the Chayim Mitzibur. Obvious Kasha. Territory the Hada Kamar Rava Hacha. So behet the he. Zoy say Meres for Leilu Sfira Lei. The Sfira Lei should be really the Sheshes, not Rav. The Sheshes over Samuch from the Chayim Mitzibur. Like the Sheshes in the Man Yom the next, you know, we read it already. Hashem is the one who held it. Something's the chayim tzibur. It's not Rav, it's Hashem. Okay. In other words, he's saying a little bit doichi. Gemara in the Zvachim that said Zaytzeh Meres, but he didn't pass it away. Okay. That's what the reason. Beli Meres, they don't shechem loyver. No, I don't have to say Beli Shir like the Samnish. But the answer Samnish, what it means is like this: Elohahi da hasam udin Pesachan. There too Hilchas Pesach. Okay. And Agamar Yom Kippur. The Kaya, my the Kabbalula, listen carefully. Be of the Mikdash Mabi. That means is that if a Tommy sticks his fingers into the Azara, that's like he walked into the Azara. Not like be of the Mikdash Mabi or Allah Shmabi. Because we know that the Tzaira has to stick his hands in order to get, they put the dam and the oil, right? On the Mitzayra. That's part of the Tahara process. Anyway, it says what the Ula said, Yemik to Shema Biyah. It is a Parach Leim. Now, by Mitzayra, we'll say, exception. Well, Parach Leim Mitzayra, not a Stam Mitzayra, but Mitzayra, Shechal Shmini Shaloi Lias Garapesa. So he's desperate. He has to get to come Tzar tonight in order to come Pesa. So if we have a tzayra established, it doesn't matter. That's exactly the custom. That a tzayra after the process, he's allowed to. Case was v'roh keri. He was in the tzayra. Then now he's going the last step of his tzayra process. He has the keri. Avo v'she'ein tzol yoyim acher. Nichnas, even though a normal tzol yoyim can't go and stick in his fingers, zeh nichnas. He could. Even though he's a Valkyrie. Again, he went to the mikvah. He's going to mikvah before he comes in. He's a tzol yom of a Valkyrie. Why? Mutav yovei ha-sei she-yesh b'karis. That means Karm Pesach. The yitcha ha-sei she-ein b'karis, which is the tzol yom of a Valkyrie. That's what it says. Then where has the cash? By here, the amrit b'yavimitishma b'ya, idi v'idi ha-sei she-yesh b'karis. In other words, he's sticking his hands into that zara. That zara, that's the din karis. After the zara, it's not karis. But in the Azara, it is the Azara. So we hold that it's like he walked in. He's walking into the Azara. How can you allow such a thing? Amalei, so he entered him back. Me tunach, that means from your load. But from where you're asking the kasha, it's really a tariff. What does that mean? Oil v'hot v'litzarat, he'll do the special allowance over here. Mitzara also can't come in. He can't stick his fingers until he empty brings the kabana, until he finishes his process. But obviously, there's Gersa Kassel. Now, the eighth day of a Mitzvah, he's allowed to stick his fingers in. Oh, so once the Torah allowed that, what the Likaryo? That's called Ishtari Ishtari. Hell, Vahutra Hutra. It's such a swar in the Gemara. Once the Torah knows, for this person, we're bending over backwards, so even though he has coupled on him another problem, now you have a free admission ticket. You have to go in. So it takes off the chesaron of Mitzrayim, it takes off the chesaron of carrying.
Okay. So the
Valkyrie would be allowed to... It's Pasuk in Chumash. Chumash says he has to come and stick in his thumb. Right? Behind the Siyad of Raglum, he's allowed to do that. Even though he's not totally pure yet. It's a special heter in order to make him pure. So once the Torah wanted to make him pure, so even you're about the full Yom of Valkyrie, we let you do it also. Oh, Amar Rav Yais. Shmamina, the Kesava Ula, Ruban Zavin, if most of Klal Yisrael was Zavin, which would disqualify them from the Karban Pesach, and the Nasa Tvei Mesa, but he only came Tvei Mesa. If you're Tvei Mesa, you're allowed to do Karban Pesach. Hoyl v'hutchul l'mitzavasan, hutchul l'zivasan. I'll say the same argument. Just like over here, there's two tumis, and you mat the one, you come out the boat. So here also, you have two tumis, you mat the one, you mat the boat. Okay, now here's not exactly the same. Okay, I'm allowed by you, be dami. Tuma ishtaroi, zivul ishtaroi. In other words, which one is first and which one's second? You mitzayra first, and the tumis carry on top of it, like if you pull off the bottom layer, it takes off the top layer, maybe also. But by the case of the Zav, before they became Tavim Eis, they're disqualified. Becoming a Tavim Eis is not going to make you mutter now. That's what the Abai is arguing. Tumma Yisharai, but Diva Lo Yisharai. Gilma Haki comes. Let's change the case to reverse. Ruben Tavim Eis, the first one Tavim Eis. They were going to come into the Beis Hamikdash, even though Tavim. And then they became Zavim. So once they had the allowance, you don't take, it doesn't fall off by the fact that they became Zavim. Okay. Anyway, Vakati loy dami dami. It's still not the same. Mitzayra heterahu tuma duchoyeh. No, you can't say one takes off the other because the mitzayra is a heter, right? Such a heter from mitzayra. It's not a duchoya. It's a chila. Right? He has to come in. That's the mitzvah. Tuma is duchoyeh. We try to avoid it if we can. So lahai yitchoy, lahava yitchoy. In other words, with regard to in other words, there's no reason we could knock it off because you have a din heter by tumma, so it doesn't allow you the valkyrie because that's a tumma, which is the chayyim. Amulai Rava, it's all the kumar over there. Other Rava, never going to start. I guess we could take off if it's only a weaker tumma, why not? Okay, anyway, the kevin the hustle with the pesach ayri. This is going to Pesach. That's the whole Shakletari. Equal amayman nehi the Pesach, given the osi the chenufia, the yechidish. It comes with a gathering of many people. Choshev carbon tzibah, but it's not really a carbon tzibah. Carbon tzibah means one carbon which is full of the tzibah, like a tamid or a musaf. But over there, just many people coming at the same time. Everybody has their own carbon Pesach. Okay, groups of people. B'doichas the Shabbos is the tumah. You're right. But you come up and give it love, call yourself my suchat Pesach. The short is Madrina Tyrant. He's trying to say the Pesach, we talk the same chuyah. That's the Gemara over there. And over here, we're talking about a Karbanos, like Yom Kippur, whatever it is, and we'll say it's Hutchin. I feel like Yom Tzumah Hethi, becoming Tziba Gaba, Acha, Hababa Shutzis, but not Pesach. Okay, so we're trying to answer the theory. But took our Gemara says Rava holds Hutcha over there. Rava again, he wrote the whole Gemara, but the point of the whole Gemara he wrote doesn't tell you to Akar Pesach. I would tell you it's shorter. I would just say, you know, look over there, it's Akar Pesach. But why the Akar Pesach? We have a story to say the Akar Pesach is Kuya, because the Mice is now full blown carbon steel. Mashayn Kenya Kipper, Tabin Shal Shachel, all these Musafim, that's the Tabin Steel. Okay, we'll have to remember, we have 5 lines of place. So what? So, that's the reason we will make it also. The parents said you should do it for each other if they won't have
it. Still better.
Yeah, better.